It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. This has been one fantastic week. Actually, the weekend wasn't so bad either. I was in Las Vegas at an incredible convention. I met a researcher there who's actually on the show today. I'll tell you a little bit about him in a few seconds, but let me just put it this way. I was very impressed, and I don't get impressed with people that easily, especially other people that have this kind of information. This fellow you're about to hear from today can really take hardcore science and really break it down in a layman-friendly way, and some of this information you're going to be hearing about today, it's probably one of the most exciting areas of research that I've ever been involved with. So it's really nice to know there's a fellow that can actually talk the language where the majority of the population can actually understand and then hopefully apply this information. So question is, why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long they don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They are guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is, as you know, the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. According to Dr. Richard Restack, that's one of the world's leading neuroscience researchers and author of The New Brain, approximately 99% of what we know about the brain was only discovered since 1997. That's right, you heard me correct. It's only been discovered since 1997. Here's the kicker. At least 60% of what we knew about the human brain and how it operated prior to 1997 has actually been proven false or inaccurate. You see, research has always told us that there's no real way to change the brain. In other words, once a brain cell dies, it's done. It's gone for good. But new studies are starting to show otherwise. See, the question is it really possible to change your brain and therefore your destiny? Well, Dr. Restack says, if you learn about the new brain research discoveries, and more importantly, if you learn and apply the techniques based upon those discoveries, you can expect a lifetime of enhanced achievement. Now, for many individuals, this could seem like a very daunting task. I don't know too many people besides myself that actually enjoy looking over research studies. The good news is you don't have to, because today on Transforming Health, I am bringing you a researcher who has done all the work for you. And if you apply the information he is going to share with you today, I am absolutely convinced it will impact your life on numerous levels. The changes can be profound. What would it feel like if you could achieve anything you put your mind to? Today's guest is a published researcher in the field of applied physiology, specializing in the effects of outside stimuli on maximal performance. He is also a noted educational and motivational author, trainer, and speaker. During the last 10 years, he has read over 60,000 pages of books, research reports, and studies about the human brain. He has delivered keynote seminars to more than 220 groups, educating over 180,000 people with this exciting information. So without further ado, please welcome the creator of the Brain Training Academy and the author of the revolutionary life-changing book, Revolutionize Your Brain. We have Dr. Doug Bench with us today. Dr. Bench, how are you feeling?
I am. And thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here with you. It's a privilege.
Well, you know, if you didn't come up to me when we were having breakfast, I was having breakfast with a group of individuals, my business partner and another folk, and you came up and you tapped us on the back and you said, hey, I just want to say, good morning and I hope you guys have a good day. And I really, you know, I hadn't heard of you before, and then I met you at the seminar. We were both at the same seminar, and you were nice enough to give me your book, and I was just blown away by the information in the book. I mean, the way you presented this information, you know, it gives people a whole new understanding that they can actually, for the first time maybe, apply this very complicated research. So, you know, how did you first start off? I mean, what led you, or should I say, what inspired you to write a book on the brain?
Well, I tell you, Brad, if 12 years ago somebody had said to me that I would be an expert on the human brain, I would have laughed and said, I don't know what you're drinking. Because I was a retired lawyer and judge, living a wonderful life in Florida. I retired very young. I was very blessed. And I had no intentions of becoming knowledgeable about the human brain. Years ago, when I went to college, I had 2 degrees in physiology. At that time, I thought I might become a neurologist, but that didn't work out. Instead, I went to law school, and so instead of becoming a doctor, I started suing them for a living. But I retired from that business and had no intention of doing anything like writing a book. I didn't know how to write a book, but life sometimes throws you curveballs, and my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and that changed my life forever. My mother was a genius IQ level, and to watch her soul be stolen by that horrid disease and then finally pass from this earth, it frankly was tragic for her and very, very frightening for me. I thought, holy crap, this is hitting me. And at the time, I was in my early 50s. And, you know, the things that we all do, walk into a room while we're there, I can't find my glasses, and maybe they're on my own head, and the keys in the wallet. Before Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, those things didn't have much meaning, and we'd laugh them off. But after she was diagnosed, they became very, very frightening to me. So I said, I better learn about this disease and learn about the human brain. And as luck would have it, I read a book, the biggest book I could find on the brain, called The Owner's Manual for the Brain by Dr. Pierce Howard. What a phenomenal book. But you see, that book was written in 1993. I was reading that book in 1999. And he kept saying in that book, well, the scientists are going to learn this. Just wait. The scientists are going to learn that, because there's some new research imaging equipment becoming available that are going to allow the scientists to see things in the human brain they've never seen before. But see, he wrote that in 93. I was reading it in 99, and he was saying it was going to happen in the next 5 to 7 years, which meant
wow,
it was happening right then when I was reading that book. So that triggered my excitement, and I started looking for research studies using the new equipment, and oh my gosh, the phenomenal things the scientists were putting out in their papers that I couldn't find anywhere else than in scientific papers. It wasn't being reported as news because it was all good news. And
right,
the second thing was I could hardly understand what they were saying in their studies, but I knew it was phenomenal. I had to translate it into language I could understand, and I appreciate your comments about putting it in a way people understand. Well, I couldn't do it any other way because I don't know that fancy language.
Well, you know, it's not only that you put it in a language that people can understand. It's inspirational. It's you know, one of the things, I've written 10 health books, and in my health books, I've always tried to not just educate, because that can be very boring sometimes. We've all been to lectures where we felt, even though the information might have been incredible, but we felt like we were going to fall asleep because of the way it was presented. The way you present the information in the book, you know, I was thinking, I can't wait to get to the end, and I can't wait to start applying some of these principles, because this sounds, you know, I mean, I know it's real because I've read some of that research, not nearly as much as you, but it's just so encouraging because, you know, if you said to the average person out there, and I don't care how smart anybody thinks they are, I don't care what IQ you have, and speaking of, you're not even talking about increasing IQ, are you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with IQ.
Now, the scientists now know IQ, people with high IQs simply are people who are very good at taking IQ tests.
Right.
It's the fact that you can change, improve the capacity for achievement and the capacity for performance, not necessarily your IQ level on a test, but your ability to achieve can be phenomenally improved. And I might add, the most exciting to me is you can do it automatically.
Oh, see, and that's what's... And some of the case studies that you use, some of the people that have applied the principles from your, you know, brain training academy and from your book and from your courses and from your CDs and your seminars, I mean, you share some of these, and it's almost unbelievable. It's really hard to wrap your head around people that otherwise may never have done anything close to what they've achieved, and just because they've applied some of these principles, they've been able to achieve the world, at least for their world. And I think that's very exciting. And what I was going to say was, no matter how smart anybody thinks they are, they can always use a little more in the brain department. You know, it's almost like saying, if I had a little pill here and I could just increase your intelligence that much, what would you pay for that? And I don't think there's one person on this planet, I don't think there's one professor on this planet, one neuroscientist that wouldn't purchase that pill just to get that little more of a performance. It's the same for energy, it's the same for longevity. So it's an incredible thing that you're doing. And we're coming up to our first break here, and I want to get into, at the very beginning of the book, you talk about the 12 revolutionary scientific discoveries that people really need to learn before they can apply some of the principles that you lay out in the second part of your book. And we're going to go through all those, but as soon as we come back on Transforming Health from the first break, I want to talk about those 12 discoveries. I want you to get through them as quickly as possible. I'll just basically call them out. You can talk about them. Get a pen and a piece of paper out. You're going to want to write these down. They're really fascinating. And then on the second half of the show, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of what you can do starting today to change your brain and therefore change your life. I'm Brad King. This is Transforming Health, and we have Dr. Doug Bench with us today. Revolutionize your brain. That's what we're talking about, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Hi, this is Dr. Vijaya Nair. Together with my dear friend Dr. Howard Piper, we are hosting our own show called Kiss Your Life Hello. We are two internationally recognized experts, researchers, authors, and health advocates in holistic medicine and counseling. We promise you a fantastic show with interesting guest experts to educate and entertain you with the latest information on mind, body, and spirit wellness. Join us on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. See you there.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality.
Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the show. How would you like to learn the secrets to not only protecting the integrity of your brain, but actually enhancing its effectiveness for life? Science shows that if you apply proven brain-enhancing techniques, you can achieve almost anything you desire, but it all starts with the power of retraining, reprogramming your brain. Today's guest believes that our brain is our only real barrier to success. He believes that if we start thinking differently with our brains, we really can change and improve who we are and who we eventually will become. We can effectively overcome our inner and outer obstacles and realize more and more of our potential. We can become healthier, we can become more productive, more successful, and happier at almost any age. And in the process, even slow down or perhaps prevent the onset of cognitive loss related to aging and diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's disease. We've got with us today a guest who has read over 60,000 pages of books, research reports, and studies about the human brain. He has delivered keynote and seminars to more than 220 groups, in the process reaching out to over 180,000 people with this information. So please welcome back the creator of the Brain Training Academy and the author of the revolutionary, life-changing book, Revolutionize Your Brain, Dr. Bench. In the first part, you know, we spoke about a bit of your background. We spoke about how, you know, you were driven into this area almost for selfish reasons, if I may say so, because, you know, you were a little afraid of what happened in your own family with cognitive dysfunction, with Alzheimer's disease, and you wanted to find out, obviously, how to ward this off within your own life. And what you ended up discovering was there were so many incredible things that you could do, and now you bring this to the public, how they can apply all of this latest research. As I mentioned in the very opening of the show, until 1997, researchers believed that the human brain was fixed, and really the number of brain cells you were born with was really what you got for life. So I was wondering if you can, you know, open up this part of the show and tell us about the incredible new research of this thing called neuroplasticity.
Oh, that is the most phenomenal discovery of all. The new research imaging equipment could show scientists things in a living, breathing, thinking brain, if you will, images of what was going on in the brain down to the level of about 1/250,000th the thickness of a human hair.
Wow.
So they were able to see things that were never seen before. Then there's interestingly, I live in north central Florida, just south of Gainesville, Florida, where the University of Florida is located. And it just so happens that Dr. Fred Gage, G-A-G-E, who was at the University of Florida, was one of the leading neuroscientists on the team that first discovered in 1997, in December of 1997, they discovered that the brain, when stimulated, will grow new connections, new brain cell connections called DSPs, dendrite spiny protuberances, that will increase the total number of connections you have in your brain and that increase your brain's capacity for achievement. Every excuse in the world went out the window that day because you can change your brain. You can get a new brain. That's why Dr. Restek named his book The New Brain, literally, because you can create new connections, new brain cells, not old brain cells, not brain cells that are about to die, but brand new ones, and put them into a shape and mold and what's called neuro patterns in your brain to help you achieve greater things than you've ever achieved before. It's a phenomenal discovery. People could Google it and read for days about that.
Well, you know, I mean, that does sound like one of the most incredible discoveries, but when you read all of the discoveries, the 12 discoveries that you outline in the first part of your book, you know, it really seems like one of the least important, really. And I say that because of the way you talk about all of the other discoveries. So why don't we really set the stage for what people can do? We'll talk about that on the second part of the show, because I really want people to get, you know, things that they can take home,
real tangibles today that they can apply to their lives and really start changing their brain. I mean, if you can, by all means, purchase this book, because it is a life-changing book. But, you know, Dr. Bench is going to give you some really life-changing techniques today. So make sure you have a piece of paper. Make sure you have a pen. Make sure you write these down. So why don't we really get into a brief explanation of these 12 discoveries. We just spoke about the first one, which is, you know, the neuroplasticity. The human brain is completely adaptable. It's capable of growth and transformation. And really, there is no limitation. So the only limitation is really what we put upon ourselves. But what about the second one? What about the power of our thoughts?
Well, discovery number two is partially based on the first thing, that the brain is plastic. But what I have learned is that thoughts are real. They are physical, are measurable. They can see them as they pass through the brain now. They never could see that before. So a lot of times people think, well, I can't do that or I can't learn that because of something out in the universe, you know, like the secret proposed that you can attract things from the universe. Your thoughts, you totally control your thoughts, and they are real. They are real things that pass through your brain. Intuition is real. It can be seen in the brain. Subconscious thinking can be seen in the brain. It is real. And
now one of the things that you talk about, which fascinated me, because I've never looked at it in that light, is you talk about the spacing between the connections between the neurons in the brain, where, you know, where we create those neurotransmitters, those little chemical messengers that transmit messages from one brain cell to another, or from a brain cell to a muscle cell somewhere in the body. And you talk about the size of them and the sheer distance. Can you just share that with the listeners? Because I found that fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. It emphasizes how very complex the human brain is and amazingly powerful at the same time. We have, if you put your two fists together, that's about the size of the human brain. It weighs just a little over 3 pounds on average. And in that space, there are over 100 billion brain cells. That's a B, 100 billion in that space. So they're very tiny. Well, on average, each brain cell has connections to about 30 to 40,000 other brain cells. So if you wanted to know how many connections you had in that space of your brain, you'd have to multiply 40,000 times 100 billion. I don't even know if that number has a name. But each connection between brain cells is an area that we've probably all heard about. It's called a synapse. I remember that from high school science. But what occurs at a synapse is phenomenal, and you can learn to control what happens there. That's where the message, in the old days, we used to say jumps from one brain cell to the next, because it doesn't actually touch. But that distance and the chemical particles that go across that gap, you know, in the old days, they thought that was an electrical charge, like a spark. Well, that was wrong. The scientists now know what we call neurotransmitters, which are very, very tiny, obviously, chemical parties that go across that gap. And to get an idea of the strength and power of your brain, just one synapse, and how many of those you have? 100 billion times 40,000. At just one synapse for one neurotransmitter to travel from one side of one brain cell to the next brain cell across one synapse, compared to the relative size of a human being, that distance is greater than the distance from the Earth to the Moon. And when an impulse, that's right, from the Earth to the Moon, and when one impulse fires across a synaptic gap, one impulse across one single synaptic gap, the relative amount of energy that is released is greater than that of a nuclear explosion.
That's incredible stuff. It really is. Because, when you talk in those terms, those types of pictures, people, you know, really understand how incredible the human brain really is. And I want to get into the second part here just before we go to break. And the way you explained it, the brain is like a jungle. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is my picture of what it's like. When you want to learn something new, when you're trying something you've never done before, a new physical skill, a new sales presentation, studying for an exam, you are learning new things. It's difficult. It's a jungle in there. It literally, new neuron pathways are created. Remember, neuroplasticity, when you stimulate your brain, you form new connections. But when you first go down that neuron pathway, it's like a jungle. It's like you have to have a machete and cut your way through. It's very difficult the first time you try something new. But the good news is, each time you go down that path, it gets easier. The path gets worn down. You don't have to cut as much down. But if you don't go down that path for a long period of time, then it'll go over again. It's a jungle in there, but you can navigate that just by realizing not to give up, scientifically not to give up, not frou-frou-pom-pom, not give up, but scientifically, because it gets easier each time.
So, Dr. Bent, obviously, repetition is the key, is what you're saying. Whatever you want to learn, you want to do it as often as possible. You want to find new creative ways to do it, because that continues to machete the path, if you will, and eventually plow it so it's nice and straight, and it keeps it that way so you can find those connections that much easier. But one of the things you talk about in the book is how quickly that grows over again, how quickly the brain starts to atrophy or shrinks or loses those connections. You mentioned it's as little as 4 weeks of not using that particular pathway.
That's correct. And isn't it interesting? Because for years, the psychologists and scientists have said to form a habit takes about 4 weeks. To break a habit takes about 4 weeks. Well, guess what? They now know that's very, very accurate based on scientific terms. Yeah, in as little
unbelievable.
Time, 4 weeks, you can unlearn things. Because you got to use it or you're going to lose it.
You're listening to Transforming Health. This is Brad King, and we are talking about revolutionizing your brain today with Dr. Doug Bench and his incredible book. And we're going to be back right after these messages for the second half of the show. And we're going to be talking about, number one, a little more of these discoveries, because they really are fascinating. But we're also going to get in a few key tips in what you can do starting today to literally change the brain. This is really fascinating, life-changing information. And we're going to bring it right to you as soon as we get back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am today. You know, in order to become wealthy, you can't simply sit back and watch your bank account grow. I mean, life obviously doesn't work this way. But the same can be said for a healthy body. It takes an investment of water and proper foods and rest and a well-designed exercise program. And last but not least, obviously a positive mindset, all of which need to be consistently applied in order for the body to adapt in a very positive manner. Now, many of you have heard about the power of positive thinking, but how many of you have actually tried to apply it to your own life? You know, our lives are constantly plagued by events that are often less than positive. I mean, all you have to do is look at the front page of any newspaper or turn on any news channel, no matter how great you're feeling, your attitude's going to be tested. See, in order to realize your goals in a reasonable time frame, you're going to need to apply a positive mental attitude to your life. Myriad research confirms the power of a positive mindset in achieving optimal health and vitality. Today's guest believes a positive mindset is one of the keys to rewiring the brain for maximum achievement in every facet of our lives. The quest is, how do we learn to create a positive mindset to make this new life a reality? Well, today's guest is a noted educational brain science-based motivational author and speaker. He has spent the last 8 years researching and analyzing the findings of over 800 of the most recent and relevant cutting-edge neuroscience research studies and also the books. And he's done this so he could develop techniques to maximize performance levels in the human brain. Please welcome back the creator of the Brain Training Academy and the author of the life-changing book, Revolutionize Your Brain, Dr. Doug Bench. Dr. Bench, let's get into the other discoveries so that we can, you know, finally give people some of the keys that they need to apply to their lives right away. And one of the discoveries, we're going to skip a couple of these because we'd never get through the show if we covered every single one. But you talk about the power of our emotions. When we apply emotions to things that we're doing within our life, it almost acts like a fertilizer to the brain. Tell us more about this.
Well, no offense, Brad, but it doesn't act like one. It is. Okay. This is one of the ultimate secrets and a gift that I'm willing to share with your listeners. If they apply this, wow, nothing can hold them back. Listen to this now. When your brain can form new connections. So when you're learning new things, when you're learning new athletic skills or new business skills or academic skills, new connections are being created in your brain. If you are in a highly charged, not overly charged, but a highly charged emotional state, your brain, a part of your brain called the amygdala, orders the release of proteins in your brain. Proteins being present in your brain when these new connections are being formed causes those connections to be stronger, longer lasting, there'll be more of them, and their firing threshold is lowered, which translates into language you and I understand better, easier to recall and remember for a longer period of time. Don't tell your competitors about this.
So this applies really to anything. I mean, this is a secret that they've been applying to sports science for a very long time and sports psychology. You know, what are your feelings on music? Because music is a very big stimulator of emotion.
Well, see, hopefully your listeners understand this. You know, some people go, oh, well, I can't get highly emotionally charged. Yes, you can. You see, you can generate this artificially. It does not have to be natural or real. You can do it artificially. One of the things I do to get myself into this state when I learn something new, I listen to music. I listen to moving music. Music is very emotional. A song by Alan Jackson, of all people, a country song called Remember When, just brings tears to my eyes. And I'll listen to that, and then I'll go learn a new skill. I'll listen to that, and I'll read a new study. You can do that. Think about, for me, another one I use is when I just recall when I walked my daughter down the aisle at her wedding 19 years ago. My gosh, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. And that will create this fertilizer in your brains that will make the connections you're creating when you're stimulating your brain better connections, stronger connections, more of them.
You know, that's beautiful, but I think a very easy thing for a lot of the listeners to apply, especially if they're the type of individual that says, you know, I just can't really think of anything that's going to get me emotionally charged is, you know, we've all seen movies and we've all seen movies that have affected us in various ways. I just get some of the soundtrack from some of those movies, and that will bring back those memories of the scenes in those movies, you know, that really did supercharge those emotions. Now, one of the things I want to discuss very quickly is you're not talking about emotions that are overly charged, because you did mention that. You're not talking about stress, because stress has a very different impact on the brain. It has the complete opposite of what you're talking about today.
Yeah, one of the things I mentioned in the book is you got to be short of the red line. You don't want to peg to the red line, and that's where anxiety and fear takes over, and literally the scientists have seen now in the brain imaging scans that fear and high anxiety and stress stop actions and the formation of new connections, literally. So
let's talk about this program that is running in the background and has been running in the background from the time we were born. I'm obviously talking about our non-conscious mind. Tell us how powerful this mind really is.
This is the biggie. Yeah, I call it Nancy. The reason I call it Nancy is because the scientists don't like to call it your subconscious brain. That's not very scientific. It kind of has a George Harrison, Ravi Shankar, Tibetan dope-smoking kind of connotation. So they call it the non-conscious, and that's NC for short, so I call it Nancy. 5/6 of your brain's thinking is done automatically at your non-conscious level. Those thoughts account for about 5/6 of your actions, yet we're not even aware of them at the conscious level. But the scientists now know you can control the thoughts and actions being taken by your non-conscious brain with your conscious prefrontal cortex if you learn techniques that do that. And it can be automated because the vast majority of things that occur in your non-conscious brain are automatic functions. One of the most powerful parts of your non-conscious brain is called the RAS, Reticular Activating System. It does some phenomenal things for you. In fact, it's the scientific foundation for the law of attraction and the secret that has been so popular for several years now.
So, okay, so we have over 80% that is controlling everything we do without even realizing it. And then we've got this incredible part of our brain, this RAS system, which is really the high-speed gatekeeper of the sensory stimulation, the sight, the sound, the touch, the taste, the smell. Give us a couple of tips of how we can reprogram, if you will, this non-conscious mind so it starts to work in our favor.
It's phenomenal, and it's not that complicated. For example, your RAS, if you buy a brand-new car, a car like one you've never had before, it's a very well-documented phenomenon. You start seeing vehicles just like yours everywhere. That's the action of your RAS. How does that happen? Because patterns of neurons over the past several days and weeks leading up to you buying that vehicle or after you bought that vehicle are firing in your brain that show images and thoughts and pictures of that vehicle. So that becomes important to you. Your RAS recognizes that new Chevy Tahoe that's red is important to you. So whenever your automated brain, your non-conscious brain, sees such a vehicle, I call it putting it on your important list. It
right.
will send that neuro pattern directly to your conscious brain. You cannot ignore it. You will recognize it. You will see it. You can't help it. You are thinking about it, but it's automatic. You start seeing them everywhere. For a while, I thought everybody in my neighborhood owned a Chevy Tahoe. I was so mad after I bought mine because I saw them everywhere. Well, think about it now, Brad. You can apply this to your goals, for example, by thinking about, by doing affirmations and repeating those affirmations or goals out loud each day, maybe 3 to 5 times a day for 28 days, you have now programmed your RAS to always automatically send to your conscious level anything that it sees, hears, or thinks related to that goal.
Now here's something interesting because, you know, when you talk about affirmations, there's probably a lot of people listening thinking, well, that doesn't work. We've been hearing about that, you know, for the last God knows how long. And, you know, everybody talks about these affirmations, but you're saying affirmations have been scientifically proven to actually rewire the brain. Is that what you're saying?
absolutely correct. It is absolutely true. If you now, Ken, again, with my learnings, tie in high levels of emotions, not past the red line, with your repetition of these affirmations, think what you're doing. You will be creating brand new connections that make your goals at the top of your RAS importance list. It cannot be helped. It's automatic. It's like if I said to you, whatever you do, don't think about a pink elephant riding a unicycle carrying a parasol. It's impossible. It's automatic. You will think exactly of that picture. You can program your brain to do the exact same thing.
Now, one more little tip here before we go out for our last break, and it has to do with these affirmations, is you seem to present information here that shows it's very important to do this in the mirror. Why is that?
Because you're lying, you see. If my goal is to be fit and thin and lose 40 pounds, if I am fat, I take my shirt off and stand in front of a mirror, and I say to the mirror, and I see myself say that, I am fit and thin and eat only healthy foods. My conscious brain knows that's a lie. Your non-conscious brain cannot distinguish truth from a lie, real from imagined. It takes it as real. But because your conscious brain knows it's a lie, it's very emotional to see yourself lying. And that's a good thing, because that generates the emotion. And when you tell your non-conscious brain 3 to 5 times a day for a month that you are fit and thin and eat healthy foods, guess what will start happening automatically? You'll start acting that way. You can act your way, or lie your way, if you will, to success based on neuroscience.
You know, it almost seems too easy to be true, but I mean, you back it up with this research. And, you know, one of the most incredible things when you're doing these affirmations and you say that, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's truthful. But I think one of the most important things that you say in the book when you're doing affirmations is, because there is a little bit of a science to it and you really parlay that in the book, you do talk about the importance of talking about the here and the now and not talking about the future.
Yes, because your non-conscious brain can't distinguish real from imagined, truth from a lie. So if you say, in 30 days, I will be fit and thin, to your non-conscious brain, that time never comes. By the same token, if you say to your brain, I will not eat desserts, I will not eat desserts, what 5-6-year brain sees is a picture of eating desserts. And that's the most powerful part of your brain, so you're going to end up eating dessert. So it has to be in what I call a positive, positive framework. Never tell your child, whatever you do, Jimmy, don't spill the milk, because they'll see in 5-6 of the brain a perfect picture of spilling the milk. What you say to your child is, Jimmy, I want you to enjoy that whole glass of milk. So hold it with two hands till you see the bottom of the glass with your eyes.
And that obviously takes a lot of practice, because we've been talking negatively for as long as we can pass remember. Let's come back with that, and let's talk about a few of your other tips to close off the show. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. We'll be back for the final part of the show right after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
This show is going by way too quickly today, and it's such important information. Our minds are powerful beyond belief. Everything in your life begins with your thoughts. And contemporary brain science has proven that if you change what you think, over time, you'll automatically change what you do. The most amazing thing of all is you don't even have to believe in it first, and you don't have to try to change your life either. Simply change your thoughts, and the rest will follow, no matter what it is you wish to ultimately achieve. We've got with us today the author of Revolutionize Your Brain. We have Dr. Doug Bench with us for a few more minutes anyway. And I want to get into one of the most important things that you talk about in the book. And people discuss this, but I don't really think they understand to what level they do this on a daily basis. And I'm talking about what you call our ants. Tell us about our ants.
Okay. ANTS, A-N-T-S, that's an acronym that stands for Automatic Negative Thoughts. Now, that is not my creation. That was created by Dr. Daniel Amen, A-M-E-N, who's an MD and neuropsychiatrist researcher, phenomenal brain imaging expert, by the way. And what he discovered is that you, on average, think negative thoughts about 80% of the time, and they are automated. We evolved that way as human beings in prehistoric times or whenever. The human beings that survived were those that prepared for the worst. So evolutionary-wise, those who spoke or thought the most negative thoughts survived physically. Well, we've obviously come a long way since the necessity to survive physically, live or die, since then, but the brain has not evolved yet towards the positive. And so the scientists estimate that about 80% of your thoughts are automated and they are negative. Only about 20% are positive. And people don't realize this. In my seminars, I have people take a 3 or 5 day period and literally keep score on their negative or positive thoughts. And they're astounded when it turns out to be pretty doggone accurate. 75% to 85% of their thoughts are negative, but that's okay. So you don't beat yourself up for that. Everybody is that way. You can learn to redirect these thoughts. There are techniques that we teach where you can learn to stop the ants in their tracks and convert them to a positive. And again, it takes about 28 days to form that habit, and then you've overcome those. You can't stop them. You can manage them. You can't control them. You can manage them. Even the greatest achievers in the world, still on a daily basis, they have negative thought after negative thought. So stop beating yourself up for that. It's scientific.
So Dr. Bench, this brings us back to one of the discoveries you were talking about, that neurons that are fired the most are relied on the most. So basically what you're saying is if you repeat a positive technique or a positive thought over and over again, you're going to literally pave that pathway after, let's say, 21 days so that your brain is automatically programmed to think in a more positive state. I mean, is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely, you got it exactly right, Brad. I hope you can't hear that thunder. I'm sitting on the back porch and we're having a thunderstorm right now.
Yeah, well, just don't get hit.
Yes, okay. That's absolutely correct. And if you take the 28 days or so to practice turning those negatives into positive, then you will automatically start thinking positive thoughts, the automation. And that will happen in your brain. Many of my students they think, well, I've got to go clear my brain of all that negativity before I can achieve higher. No, you don't have to clear your brain of negativity. It's going to happen every day. Just learn how to recognize when those thoughts start and then take them down a detour. Take them down a detour to the positive, and if you do that for enough days in a row, you're not going to go down the detour dead end anymore. You're going to turn them into the positive path. And by the way, real quickly, the thoughts you turn from negative to positive don't even have to relate to the negative thought you had. For example, if somebody says, well, no, I can't learn to make money on the Internet. I don't know a thing about computers. Well, if they could stop that negative thought halfway through and say, oh, you know, I am so proud of my son. He is such a good father to my grandchildren. You see, it doesn't even have to relate to your negative. Just complete it as a positive, and that'll become a habit for you after about 4 weeks.
Okay, now you've created something that you call Brain Apples, and Brain Apples is an acronym, just quickly, for apply these and your achievements, productivity, and performance levels will escalate significantly. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I just want you to go through maybe one or two of your favorite Brain Apples and how to apply them.
All right. I love all 16 of them, and these are the techniques that you learn to apply. This is Richard Restick says, if you learn techniques based on the brain research, you can expect a lifetime of enhanced achievement. So based on what I've read, which is now over 80,000 pages, I might add, I've created 16 techniques that you can learn, turn into habits. A couple of my favorites, number 7, Brain Apple number 7, is called Trigger a Thunderstorm. That relates to what we talked about earlier, Brad, that you can trigger this artificial high level of emotion that will help you form stronger, longer-lasting connections with the new stuff you're learning. Man, I love that one. Supersize your greeting. That's Brain Apple number 1. You can force yourself for about 28 days to greet every person you meet with a positive, positive greeting, and after 28 days, that will become a habit, and that totally jumpstarts your brain towards these positive thoughts.
Now, what about, because this is really one of the most important things, and I would say, once again, applies to the majority of people. You spoke about it, the ANSI's, automated negative thought patterns. You have one of your apples is stomp them. So just tell us about that, because I'm sure people would want to apply that immediately.
That's a technique where you can learn to stop the automatic negative thoughts and turn them positive. Get a rubber band or a wristband. They're very popular now, a cancer wristband, a pink one for breast cancer. Wear that wristband and write the word stomp, the ants, on it, A-N-T-S, and each time you start the negative thought, snap that rubber band or wristband. That is your cue that you're going to change that to a positive. And then before you go on to any other thought, change it to a positive. And I mean snap it. Make it hurt. And that will become a habit over 28 days, and then after a while, you're not going to need to wear the wristband anymore.
We've been listening to Dr. Doug Bench, and he's from the Brain Training Academy, as a matter of fact. He is the founder of the Brain Training Academy. His book is called Revolutionize Your Brain, and trust me, this man walks his talk. I met him in person. He's an incredible individual. The book is life-changing. Dr. Bench, how can people get more information on this book and what you do?
Well, we are, the book is on Amazon. Search on my name or Revolutionize Your Brain. They also can go to one of my websites, the Brain Training Blog, and there, .com, braintrainingblog.com. There I put up some of my tweets from Twitter and some videos, and they can enter their comments, and we can communicate back and forth, or my flagship website, thebraintrainingacademy.com.
Thebraintrainingacademy.com. Dr. Bench, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back in the near future, and we can carry on with this conversation. And once again, thank you so much for tuning into the show today. We will see you next week.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.